Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Brooke Rollins coming to you from the USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. A couple of quick top lines first, and then we'll go through some specifics in terms of an update for today. On February 26th, USDA rolled out our comprehensive five-pronged strategy to combat avian flu and reduce egg prices. Today, we are pleased to hold, as part of that plan, our first public call since the rollout, to report our results today and take questions from interested stakeholders, the media, and offices of elected officials. And I'm assuming that's most of you, if not all of you, on this call. We intend to hold regular check-ins with the public to update on the progress of our plan. We will continue to work closely with our federal partners at HHS, CDC, NIH, and FDA as we move through this process as one federal family. And in fact, I have been talking very regularly with my counterparts in each of those agencies, both confirmed and acting. In less than 1 month, and I think everyone's tracking this, but I think it's important to note, USDA has made significant progress in each of the five elements of our plan. First, on egg prices, pleased to report that the wholesale egg prices are down nearly 50% from their peak. In fact, the New York wholesale egg price was at its historic peak on February 26th, the day we rolled the plan out, at $8.53. Again, that's wholesale. The price tag has fallen every day since that peak, with that same egg price dropping to $4.08 as of yesterday, March 19th. We are obviously moving in the right direction, absent any unforeseen significant depopulation events. But we also recognize, and I've said this multiple times on different media hits, but we also recognize that Easter is just a few short weeks away and demand is always unusually high during this season. So while we're noting today that prices are exponentially down, and we're really, really encouraged by that, there is always a possibility those prices could tick back up. So I just want to make sure that's clear. We also recognize that it takes time for these reductions at the wholesale level to translate to price reductions at the retail level. I know that for some of us, our shopping, we've seen the prices immediately. For me, that's been true, but then we'll hear from other people in other parts of the country where they have yet to see that reduction on their grocery store shelf. But as we know, it always takes some time, and depending on what part of the country and other factors as to why some of that retail hasn't caught up yet, but will very soon. Number two, on biosecurity, which was a big part of our plan, as highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to threaten poultry flocks, our pilot programs have proven that biosecurity is the most important thing that our farmers can do to protect their flocks against the disease, at least right now. Yesterday, we announced that USDA is expanding the availability of our biosecurity assessments to commercial poultry producers as well. These assessments, which were previously available on a limited basis, have been extremely successful in improving biosecurity on individual premises and preventing the introduction or spread of avian influenza. USDA is offering two free voluntary biosecurity assessments for operations not affected by avian flu. The first is a wildlife biosecurity assessment. The second is a general biosecurity assessment, and producers can request one or both. Again, they're free to our producers around the country. On the wildlife biosecurity assessments, USDA will conduct on-farm assessments at facilities and provide recommendations to producers for facility repairs and wildlife management techniques. The assessments include a series of regular engagements, including wildfire hazard identification surveys, wildlife hazard identification surveys, wildlife abundance surveys, and wildlife management on these premises. In 2025, USDA has assessed approximately 130 facilities to date and plan on doing significantly more moving forward and expanding that program. For the general biosecurity assessment, USDA will work with producers to review biosecurity plans and physical measures. This is a proactive resource for premises that are outside of avian flu control areas to identify and mitigate potential biosecurity gaps to prevent that disease introduction. Again, everything that we have seen, the data shows, this is the most important thing we need to be doing right now. Additionally, if you are an operator and you are on this call or you're going to listen to the recorded call, if your operation is impacted by avian flu or you're operating in an area impacted by the virus, we will conduct a biosecurity audit before you restock to help protect your flocks. Last week alone, we did 32 audits and 6 different assessments. USDA will share as part of our plan up to 75% of the cost to fix the highest risk biosecurity concerns identified by these assessments. While the biosecurity assessments are available to all commercial poultry producers not impacted by HPAI, we will prioritize assessments at commercial egg laying facilities in the highest egg producing states as part of our commitment to help lower egg prices for the American consumer. And finally, our APHIS here at USDA is also holding a webinar at 3 p.m. Eastern today to assist producers in learning more about the assessments and how to request them. This webinar will be recorded, so if you are unable to join today, please check the website for the recording. Again, that's at 3 o'clock Eastern today. Next, on encouraging repopulation to assist those farmers who find themselves in the unfortunate event of having to depopulate their flocks due to HPAI, effective February 27th, so the day after we announced the plan, we increased the indemnity rate for layers by 2.41 times, which amounts to $16.94 per head to provide critical relief to our farmers. Next, on imports, again, a big part of our plan to bring egg prices down for the short term, Turkey and South Korea have both confirmed they will be increasing breaker egg imports into the U.S. USDA continues conversations. In fact, I was on one earlier today regarding another country who's ready to import a significant amount of eggs in the short term. We're not going to say yet who that is because the deal is not done, but we continue to work that issue very, very aggressively, again, just for the short term, to keep getting the price of eggs down, of course, with food safety being our highest priority. Next, on exports, shell egg exports have declined 8% over the last 12 months, meaning that those eggs that would typically be exported are remaining in the United States. Again, another reason that we've been able to see a decline in the price of eggs. This means that more U.S. eggs are staying in the country for American consumers instead of being exported at this time. And finally, our fifth prong this morning, probably about an hour ago, maybe an hour and 45 minutes ago, we announced that up to $100 million will be available for a funding opportunity to support projects on avian influenza prevention, therapeutics, vaccines, and research. This initial funding opportunity will explore prevention, therapeutics, research, and potential vaccine candidates. USDA will invest up to $100 million in these projects, which will identify and foster innovative solutions to fight avian flu through a competitive process to for-profit organizations, including manufacturers of vaccines, biologics, and therapeutics, as well as states, universities, livestock producer organizations, and other eligible entities. USDA will prioritize proposals that address one or more of the following. First, development of novel therapeutics to address HPAI in poultry. Second, to research to further understand risk pathways of avian influenza for producers and to inform improved biosecurity and response strategies. Let me just say as a quick aside, I have had multiples and multiples and multiples of conversations with some of our chicken farmers across the country, many of them who have been highly successful at not having the bird flu infect their populations. In fact, one of the biggest chicken producers in the world is one of the conversations I had over the last few days. And so better understanding those risk pathways and getting that understanding and realizing what best practices are is a big part of this. And then finally, development of novel vaccines to protect poultry from HPAI while promoting biosecurity will all be part of the research funding opportunity that we announced about an hour and a half ago. USDA will test the efficacy of therapeutic interventions to prevent bird flu and treat infected flocks. USDA, in consultation with HHS, I've already had multiples of conversations with Secretary Kennedy and leaders in the NIH and CDC, but we'll also be exploring prevention strategies to promote biosecurity in agriculture and in humans to ensure limited impact on American farmers. USDA is offering a webinar to assist interested applicants in learning more about the funding opportunity and how to submit a proposal on Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 at 12 p.m. Eastern. That will be in about a week and a half. So Tuesday, April 1st, we'll be having a webinar on how to begin the application process. And as we try to do everything under this president and here at USDA, we will be as fast and efficient and effective as we can possibly be working around the clock. While USDA is exploring the viability of vaccinating poultry for HPAI, the use of any vaccine has not been authorized at this time. I know there have been some misreporting on that. The day we rolled out the plan, I actually talked about the fact we're not ready to vaccinate. We need to do some more research. And so that has not changed. But I do look forward to this next process of learning more about getting more research done and perhaps seeing what makes sense for the country moving forward once that is concluded. Before making a determination on that note, USDA, in consultation with HHS, CDC, NIH, and FDA, will solicit feedback from governors, state departments of agriculture, veterinarians, farmers, the public health system, and the American public. Again, before we move out on any of these findings that we have in the next phase of this project. USDA will also work with trading partners to limit impacts to export trade markets from any potential vaccination. USDA will continue to work diligently to provide farmers much needed relief and American consumers with affordable and safe food. Again, thank you all so much. I'm now going to turn it over to our extraordinary leadership here at APHIS at the USDA headquarters to answer any questions. Thank you all.